Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is the third and final installment of my interview series with the great seven-time bodybuilding champion, vegan since birth, Jahina Malik. And she's going to be talking to us today about her nutrition. She's going to lay it down for us. She's going to tell us exactly what she eats, when she eats, how much she eats to achieve the physique that she has today that has been winning her show after show after show after show. And if you missed it, in the previous episode, we went over her entire workout. You've got to check that out so you can learn exactly how to work out to achieve that incredibly muscular physique, especially for a female. It's unheard of. And then the first episode, the one before that, we got to know exactly where Jahina comes from, how she got to where she is today. So don't forget to catch that one as well. So again, in today's episode, Jahina is going to lay out her entire workout. So let's not waste any more time. Let's bring back Jahina Malik.
Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Jahina. Hey, thanks so much for your generosity so far in laying out your workout. So now this is going to tie it all together. I want to know how you eat to achieve that award-winning physique. Let's break it down for us, starting with your first meal.
All right. So my first meal is right now is either 3/4 to a cup of rolled oats. I like my rolled oats because I don't like the instant because it's too smushy. So I make that in the morning time. And right now I add some, you know, the little brown sugar packets. So sometimes I may add the soy chai in it, or I just may add the regular soy milk and cinnamon as the flavor.
Uh-huh.
And when I feel like I need extra protein, I'll add some of the Vega, you know, some of the bacon protein powder, and I sprinkle it in my oatmeal.
Oh, cool. And when you say 3/4 to 1 cup, is that dry or cooked?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's dry.
Got it. Okay, so 3/4 to 1 cup dry. So you're eating a nice hefty bowl of oatmeal here.
Yeah, and it holds me for a while.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, that's a lot of oatmeal. Awesome. All right.
Yeah, and with that, I may put a scoop of peanut butter on the side, or I may sprinkle some cashews in it, and that's my breakfast.
Okay, got it. So that's and then do you have anything to drink with that? You drinking water too, or
water? I put some milk inside my oatmeal, but it's water.
Got it. Okay, cool. So that's meal one for you.
Yes.
All right.
But mind you, in season, I may add 2 strawberries to a handful of. Blueberries just for, you know, vitamin C and antioxidants.
Oh, wow. So you add a little bit more in season.
Yes. To my first meal, yes. Uh-huh.
To get ripped. Wow. Cool. That's really good news for people. So you're saying, so to lose even more fat, you're going to go ahead and add some fruit to it.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Just a little bit.
All right. And then meal 2.
Yeah, so of course, all season, that meal 2 is different. As of right now, my meal 2 could be either, let's say, 1/2 cup of brown rice with that, not dry, cooked already.
Uh-huh.
And I'll have at least 5 slices of tofu and probably a cup of spinach, but sometimes I feed that to broccoli. But I'll keep it clean. If I'm in season, I'll do that minus the, it might be a little bit less rice. But right now, let's say if I'm out right now, so I'm off season, I may go ahead and let's say the other day I ate a bigger bar for my second meal. So of course, all my bars are out when I'm in season. So as you see, I'm restricted when I'm in season than when I'm out season.
Got it. Okay. So no bar during the in season.
Yeah, no. Too much sugar and the carbs. Not worth it. No.
Got it. And then when you do the cup of spinach, is that before it's been? Is that raw?
Oh, I measure it when it's raw. Yes.
All right. And then do you cook your spinach and broccoli?
Sometimes I steam it. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And then is that it for meal 2?
Yes.
All right. Meal three.
And so three, which I had the other day, I had a half a pack of tempeh. Even though the tempeh is for like about two people, so I split it in half.
Uh-huh.
So I still get at least 20 milligrams of protein. And I changed it up, either Korean potato or a regular white potato, a half of that. So right now, I don't worry about measuring or weighing my potato right now for the whole season. But, of course, if I was in season, I would have to weigh my potato. And then I would just have a mixed green. So I would just change up. You know, they have the mixed greens with the corn and the carrots. I have that. And then I'll add some extra, like, kale to that. Eat that together.
With, like, the when you're measuring the potato, how much are you trying to measure for?
I'm trying to think. Well, I forgot how much I was measuring for. I have my other dice in my other computer, but
just a couple ounces or so.
Yeah, it's like not those humongous potatoes, you know, like the little small ones. But I have that written down. I want to be.
All right, no worries. I'm just curious if you knew. Okay, so then, so mixed greens, kale, anything else for that meal?
No, that's it.
Okay, and then
and right now I can add them. I pick my tempeh with aminos.
Tempeh with aminos. Oh, you mean like Bragg's aminos?
Yeah, Bragg's, of course. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Cool. Okay.
And then so did my. Yeah. Oh, and keep in mind, all on season I'm drinking like a gallon plus water. Off season, I don't really measure my water, which that's my little bad thing. But yeah, but my most intake is just water. I rarely ever drink juice off season. Let alone I don't drink juice at all on season. So that's totally out, no juice at all. And then my next meal is maybe just a straight protein shake with either silk or the almond milk.
Uh huh.
There's the Vegas Sports, the recovery protein powder. I changed it up from chocolate to vanilla flavor. And if I don't have the Vega protein, I have the Plant Fusion protein. Both of them are my favorite ones to use.
Plant Fusion. Is this the shake that you have after your workout?
Yes, for the most part. Yes, I always
so you
have
go
that.
And you work out after meal three?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always try to, like, I love having, well, for me, I like, it's best for me to have at least 2 to 3 meals in my system, or I just can, you know, some people who work out first thing in the morning, so I'm going to need at least 2 or 3 meals before I can work out.
Yeah, I'm with you. And then I needed, like, at least 3 or so meals after the workout, too, but, all right, and then, so after your pre-workout meal, meal five?
Yes, and then again, depending on how I feel, if I have any here and there, I use quinoa. But if that's not made, sometimes, of course, you know, I could pick up rice from away. And I may, again, this time it may be smaller, let's say a half a cup of rice made. And right now, all season, I like using half of it because I'm hungry after the gym, so I like to use something fast. So they have that vegan tofurkey Italian sausage because one slice is 30 grams of protein. So I put that and I chop that up with greens and then I have the rice on the side. So that's the whole meal that fills me up after I'm working out. So I use that all season, but again, I don't use that or any imitation meat when I'm in season.
So what do you use instead?
It's just tofu and tempeh. And when I want extra protein, edamame. But again, I don't do a lot of beans and edamame on season just because, for me personally, it just makes me gaseous, you know, when I eat beans straight like that. And I don't like that gaseous feeling in my system.
You don't even want to be within a mile from my house when we make beans here. I'm with you the same way.
Funny. You don't mile. I'm telling you, you can't go out in public.
Yeah, there's like a circle of dead plants and birds and animals like just around our house. Whenever you know it's bean day, when there's like just a big circle of death, like from 50 feet stretched out from our house. Yeah, it's just it's bad. Yeah, we don't want to invite friends over here.
Yeah, right? That's too funny. That's too funny.
We just blame it on the neighbor's septic system or something like that. But anyway, okay, so you get back, you have about a half a cup of rice, and if it's off season, it's vegan tofu here or Italian sausage. But if it's on season, you do tofu and tempeh, and you throw in some greens on top of that.
Yes, I always try to make sure my coach is always on me about getting my greens in, like a lot of it. But
nice.
Even right now, I have my days when I can go ahead and have cauliflower, which, you know, on season, I just try to make sure all my vegetables are green, because like the other day I had my cauliflower, which is not a green vegetable, but, you know, I wanted cauliflower. So, of course, like the other day, to be honest, I went ahead and got, what's the name of it? They have those vegan cookies now in Vitamin Shoppe. It's like these twin, what's the guy? Oh, what's the name of it? It's like the head is the face on the, hold on, I'm trying to see if I can remember. Well, it is a protein cookie, and since I'm off season, I could treat myself to that. Because it's maybe 20-something grams of protein, but the reason I can't have a cookie in season is because of the cookie and because of the sugar and the carb level.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called the Complete Cookie by Lenny and Benny. Yeah, that was those. So,
I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
Sure, I need to show you a picture. They have chocolate chips, oatmeal, peanut butter. But because I was out and about, I was coming from my job, you know, I could see that's the luxury of having in all season. I like, you know, my vegan sweets, but the difference I did this year was not eat so much sweets all season just because I want to be closer ready to my show than my prior show. Because I have a little sweet tooth. But
I know, I kind of hear you getting pretty excited just describing those cookies right now.
I know. So funny. But this week I only have two. But and then I may eat a 6 meal some days. So what I, talking about the gas and all, I would have, if I'm hungry, I would have a bowl and a mommy, knowing that I'm staying home and I want to go sleep on it. So lately, I made this edamame, I'll say a cup of edamame and spinach with aminos, and I will go to sleep right on that. Yeah, and it feels good. Like, it fills me up. More than a cup is a bowl of edamame, and then a cup of spinach, and I add aminos, and I heat it up and eat it, and I'm good to go.
That sounds really good, actually. Edamame, spinach, and spray some Bragg's over that. Oh yeah, that sounds.
It's really, really good. And it's late, and I go right into bed right after.
Wow.
And I'm great.
Yeah, I could do that, but my wife would probably kick me out of the bedroom after about an hour.
Yes,
once it starts really kicking in.
I'm sure of that.
Yep, and I start sounding like a trumpet right out of my butt. Yeah, it wouldn't last very long, but it does sound really, really tasty. Might have to wait for one of those weekends when I'm traveling. I could try to pull that off. So that's it. You'll have five meals, an optional sixth one, and the differences between your in and off season are very subtle. It just sounds like you get rid of the processed stuff on your in season. And that's it. That's so cool, because, you know, what I love about it is that your whole system here is it's very easy to follow. It's very simple. I've noticed there's a very easy to understand pattern in your reps and your sets. You do a very consistent strategy with increasing your weight from your warm up, sticking between, for the most part, you're doing almost 20 reps almost all the time, with the exception of a few 12 to 15. And then with your diet here, it looks like you pretty much do the same thing, but you eliminate a couple things that are just on the process side to get really, really lean. And here you are. Winning contests.
Yeah,
I love
my
it.
Diet on season. Thank you. My diet on season is just like, you know, it's nothing. I can't, like I told you, I can't buy my little snacks. Of course, no snacks, and of course, I can't go out and have my vegan tea. So that alone makes a big difference to my body. Not having any type of sweets or any, you know, juices or like and then my carbs are changed, so my everything's, you know, it's prepared. So I think just changing out the imitation meats and how I eat and when I eat it makes a difference on my physique.
Oh, that's great. Well, I want to thank you for not only being a guest on the show and being so generous and offering all your information about your nutrition and your workout and sharing with us your background, but also just being a genuine, incredible role model for veganism. I'm going to tell you this right now, you are definitely going to be one of the most important people to change the brand of vegan. You're literally a shiny example of someone who is changing the face of what vegans will be looked at like. And so I thank you for that. You're
oh,
a really
thank
strong
you.
Person in this
I'm
movement. So before we leave, again, please tell my audience how they can get in touch with you and learn more about you.
Once again, I apologize that I don't have my website up yet, but that'll be soon to come. You can follow me on Instagram, Jahina Malik 1. Twitter, same name, Jahina Malik 1. Facebook, Jahina, J-E-H-I-N-A, with my last name, M-A-L-I-K. And I also have a YouTube channel, Jahina Malik.
And if
and also feel free to Google me as well.
I'm sure people will. And what's the next show that you're going to be competing in? So if people want to meet you live and support you live, where can they go and what's the name of the show?
It's Team Universe in Fort Lauderdale in Florida in July.
All right. So July, Miss Teen Universe. Is that what you said?
Team
Universe in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, looking forward to connecting with you after that to see how that goes with another win in your pocket. Hopefully that'll be number 8 for you. And my goodness, I just can't thank you enough. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be following you and keeping up on you. So we'll look forward to having you again on another episode to give us more updates on how you're doing.
Well, thank you so very much for having me. I appreciate it so much. And hopefully you guys could be around to experience that I did receive my pool card this year. That's my ultimate goal.
Beautiful. Looking forward to that. So thank you so much, Jahina. Hey, listen, I want to thank you, listener, for tuning in to this episode. If you like this episode and you've enjoyed the other episodes that we've had and you feel that we deserve 5 stars, please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and leave a review. It helps our show get ranked higher so others that are out there looking to achieve their dream body on a vegan diet can find the show and learn exactly how to from some of the world's best vegan athletes. And if you haven't already, make sure that you download your very own copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide, where I show you how to achieve over 10 pounds of muscle in just 4 weeks while losing an inch off my waist. Go to veganmusclebook.com. And don't forget to join in the conversation that's already happening on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And that's going to be a wrap. I'm going to thank you so much. My name is Thomas Tallock, again, the host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.